It was an invasion. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the U.S. now says about Russia sending troops into two Ukrainian territories it now considers independent republics.
Armored personnel carriers and tanks headed towards those two breakaway regions of Luhansk and Donetsk. That's in eastern Ukraine. That's where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting against Ukrainians.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
We've seen a lot of people begin, especially men, send their families out of town. Nerves going up, some lines at banks. But really, I think what galvanized people here yesterday was this speech by Putin. The Russian president basically said, "You're not a country. You're part of us."
Russia is being hit with sanctions.
We must now brace ourselves for the next possible stages of Putin's plan.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson imposing punishments. So is Germany taking steps to block certification of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Russia. And the U.S. is planning more sanctions as well on top of ones targeting those territories. Reaction has been mixed in stock markets. Some are up in Europe, some are down. The Dow's losing about 130 points, but the NASDAQ is making some gains. Closing arguments are soon at the federal trial for three fired Minnesota police officers blamed in George Floyd's death. Fox's Jeff Manasso is live on the case.
Dave, Thomas Lane, the final witness to take the stand in St. Paul, telling jurors that he thought George Floyd was breathing when he was on the ground during his 2020 arrest. Tutau and J. Alexander King also testified in their own defense last week, all three former officers pleading not guilty to violating Floyd's civil rights, of failing to get medical treatment. Tau and King are also accused of failing to intervene to stop the now convicted former officer Derek Chauvin. The three also face state criminal charges in the case. Later this year, Dave.
Jeff, a jury in Georgia deliberating a second day of three white men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, targeting him because he was black at a federal hate crime trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Well, back to Wall Street, where stocks are now down across the board. Coming off a long holiday weekend, Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, those escalating Russia-Ukraine tensions continuing to weigh on stocks, pulling the Dow down about 150 points, though it is off morning lows of nearly 300 points. The NASDAQ is off by about 30, and S&P 500 has lost 5. Many stocks to the downside include Apple, Ford, Tesla, and Home Depot. Despite beating estimates and seeing sales growth ahead, investors are snapping up Krispy Kreme, which reported its first quarterly profit since going public, thanks to strong holiday sales. And the oil sector is also adding to gains. Dave?
Yeah, Lillian, that makes sense. The price of oil is surging today. It's up $2, $93 a barrel. Gas is little changed. AAA's national average for regular remains $3.53 per gallon, up 21 cents from a month ago. It's been almost 15 years since the iPhone debuted. Now billions of smartphones are being used around the world, and technology that was key to iPhone's growth is now obsolete.
3G wireless made it possible for more people to live mobile, making texting and streaming easier and faster and phone calls clearer. Apple's Steve Jobs went heavy into it with the then AT&T exclusive iPhone 3G.
You can see that the 3G speeds are actually approaching Wi-Fi.
That was from 2008, but today 3G is slow compared to 4 and 5G labeled networks from all providers. And so to make room on the electromagnetic spectrum for the next generation, AT&T today turns off 3G for good. Eben Brown, Fox News.
There is something nasty in the water off Southern California and gross. Up to 50,000 gallons of raw sewage spilled in Newport Bay, closing a stretch of Newport Beach to swimmers and surfers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.